Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Once again, welcome to my show, Prophetic Atmosphere. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen. I am excited that you have taken time out of your schedule to join me here at the Master's Table, amen, to hear what thus saith the Lord. I am just touched. I've been in the presence of God, amen, just asking Him, what is it that we need, or what is it that I need to say unto your people? I don't take it lightly, amen, when I come before you. I'm always asking God, asking the Holy Spirit, what it is that we need to hear from Him. And you may say, well, why is that, Prophetess? Well, because we have a lot of voices that are in the atmosphere right now, amen. And a lot of those voices are people's opinions, people's feelings, amen, people's anger, emotionalism that goes on, but not too often are we truly hearing the Word of God. And it is the Word, amen, that washes us. It's the Word that cleanses us. It's the Word that gives us life. It's the Word that brings life, amen. And without the Word, which is Jesus Christ, we are nothing. We can do nothing. And so it is vital, it is very important, amen, that I go before Him and allow Him to speak to me, amen, and just say, this is what I need you to say unto my sheep. Now, at the same time, while I'm talking to you, people of God, I'm also in the place of receiving. I'm wary of leaders, amen, that are always willing to teach the people and preach to the people, but are not eating from the master's table themselves. Very dangerous place to be in. Amen? Very dangerous place to be in. The same word that you have to live by is the same word that I have to live by. And even at that, I'm even held to a higher standard and a higher accountability just because I have accepted his call to lead his people, his sheep. And I realize, amen, that it is very important, amen, and it's very humbling to lead God's people, because regardless of how the people treat you, it's your responsibility to do as Christ, and that is to love his people. We are, as my husband says, Apostle McQueen, we are the under-shepherds of the over-shepherds. And you can't get it twisted that you start believing that these are yours and this is mine and they belong to me. No, 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 no. Nobody belongs to you. We all belong to God. And it is our purpose, it's our design, it's our destiny, amen, to, as he pours into us, that we pour into his people so that they can fulfill the mission, the task, the purpose that Christ has for their life in the kingdom of God, not to build you. I'm going to say that again. It's not to build you, and it's not to build your kingdom on the hill. It's not for you to build another house drive, put another car in your driveway. Amen. If that's about getting your name up on a building or up on a street, it's not about putting your name, amen, on the gymnasium or the overflow or the conference hall. That's not what we're in this for. It is so that we can call people back to Christ, tell them about the goodness of Jesus. It is to heal, save, deliver, and set the people free according to Christ's word. Amen. It is to pour his word into them so that they can fulfill their mission, or I should say his mission upon their lives. Amen. Amen and amen. Listen, I'm getting a little ahead of myself tonight. Let's go quickly into the announcements, the word of God, prayer, excuse me, and then the word of God will go in that order, and then we will hear what thus saith the Lord. I hope you're ready to receive his word on tonight. I'm excited. I am excited. Amen. Well, these are the announcements, people of God. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, and myself for Kingdom Lifestyle broadcast. Every Thursday, you can join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. You can hear every broadcast that we have live at www.ctkr.org. That's also our website. Please go there. Pray about becoming a vision partner with this ministry. Help support this ministry with your prayers and your financial support, amen, to help us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. We can't do this without you. Amen. Amen. If any of you would like information concerning Apostle McQueen or myself, concerning the church, if you would like someone to just touch and agree with you in prayer, any prayer requests, or you would like to invite us to your ministry, as you're at our website, www.cpkr.org, go to our contact page that's located on the tab, and please follow the instructions there, and someone will get in contact with you within 12 to 24 hours. Just want to also let you know that we are updating our website as well. Amen. We are still active. We are still live. But, yes, we are updating the website, and new information and a new look, amen, will be coming your way really, really soon. Glory to God. Those are the announcements. Also, finally, we have Facebook pages. Go to my Facebook page, Women of Prophetic Destiny. Amen. Like me there. Let me hear from you, as well as go to my church's website page, or Facebook page, Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. Let us hear from you. What is God doing in your life? Amen. How he's blessing your life, even how this ministry is touching your life and how God is being glorified. It's all about Jesus, not about us, but it's all about him, and we want to hear what God is doing in your life. So go to our Facebook pages, please, and like us there. Amen. Put a praise report on there, whatever God is doing in your life, what he's speaking into your life. We would love to hear from you. Amen. Glory to God. Those are the announcements, people of God, this morning, or excuse me, I should say this evening. Amen. Let us go into prayer, and then let us get right into this word. Amen. Glory. Come on, let's pray. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you. We praise you. We, your people, glorify you. You are the worthy one to be worshipped. You are the worthy one to be praised. You are the worthy one to be lifted up. We lift our hands up in this place tonight, God. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, Teshenemoye. We glorify you, God. You are worthy. We thank you for your presence now. We thank you for your presence now. Father, touch each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. Let them feel your anointing and your presence wherever they may be at this moment. God, I'm asking in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, begin to open up our spiritual ears. Let us hear tonight what thus saith the Lord. God, I'm asking that you would begin to impregnate the wounds of your sons and daughters on tonight. Holy God, Yes, God. Oh, God, impregnate your sons and daughters tonight with your vision, with your purpose. Glory to God. With your design. With your obedience, God. With your will, your way. Help them to say yes to you. Help them to pass the test, God, that's designed for them. Let them not be distracted in this season right now. God, blow the smoke from out of their eyes. Hey, God, glory. Blow the smoke of distraction and hindrance from them right now. Put down on the inside of their bellies a perseverance, God, that they will not quit, that they will not give up, that their faith will rise up out of the ashes to give your name glory, to stand on your word in the name of Jesus. Let them not shift to the left or the right, God. Wheresoever the test that the enemy wants to try to bring, lift up a standard right now over the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm calling for protection right now from the hand of the enemy. Protection over the minds of your people. Seal the people's minds in the blood of Jesus. God, even now, I'm asking that you would clear their spiritual ears. Let them hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking that you would begin to move on behalf of the prayers of your people. God, we're asking for miracles, signs, and wonders in Jesus' name. We're asking for healing, divine healing in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking right now that you would begin to lift up the downtrodden head, that they will begin to persevere, burst out the prayer warriors and the intercessors tonight. Give them a voice, God. Let them speak tonight from the oracles. Let them cry out of the darkness, God. Let them cry out of their belly, Father, your will and your purpose into the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their hands to war, God, in Jesus' name. Strengthen their minds, God. Strengthen their hands to fight the enemy with the word of God and the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we call upon your name right now. We shall not move to the left or the right. We shall stand, God, stand strong, stand faithful. We love you, God, with everything that we have on the inside of us. As a deer that panteth by the water, so does our soul long after you. Tonight, give us a hunger to long and thirst after you the more. Greater, God, greater of your glory. Greater of your presence, greater of your anointing, greater of your purpose, greater of obedience, God. Give us a heart and a cry after you as never before. Wake us up at night calling our name so that we will fall upon our faces, God, and cry out after you in the name of the Almighty Jesus. Lord, we thank you now that you're raising up your intercessors. You're raising up your prophetic people. You're raising up those that have been in Lodabar, those that you have kept on the backside of the desert. God, we thank you for those that you have hidden for such a time as this. You're bringing them forth right now. And when they come forth, God, they will not take back from the enemy. They will not be shaken by what the enemy says or does. They will not be deterred by what people think of them. But God, they will stand flat-footed and preach and teach the gospel. They will walk in power and love. They will demonstrate signs, wonders, and miracles. All for your glory, all for your glory, all glory, all for your glory, all for your glory, all for your glory. We need your glory, God. We need your glory. We need your glory. We need your glory. Oh, Father, we bless your name now. We thank you now. We worship your name now. You are holy. Without you, there is no one beside you. We can't move without you, God. We need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. Right wherever you are, man or woman of God, just begin to just lift up your voice and begin to give God some praise. Begin to give God some worship with the fruit of your lips. Just begin to love on him for just a second. Just begin to love on him. Just thank him and worship him for just being God. Hallelujah.
just for being God. Huh? He's all right. Amen. For just being God. Woo. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen and amen. Tonight, people of God, I ask the Lord what it is that he wanted me to speak on his behalf. And he reminded me to bring a word that I spoke in January. And it's basically just a refresher. That's all he's saying. He said, I want you to remind my people the word that I spoke unto you in the beginning of January. I want you to remind them again. Amen. And bring it forth in their hearing again. Now, the thing I love about the word of God is that the word itself can never be exhausted. Amen? It can never be exhausted. You can hear messages preached over and over and over again, and you will still find something in that message that will be relevant for your situation today. Huh? And so tonight, I want to say, just as a reminder, that's all this is. For some of you, this may be something new. But for those of us who have been hearing it and have been staying close to the Master's voice, the reminder today is it's a new day. He wanted me to remind you that it is still a new day. And the scripture that I will be coming out of tonight will be Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 21. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. I'm starting tonight in the New King James Version, but I'm going to read from a few other different versions just for clarity's sake, amen, and however the Spirit of the Lord wants to lead us on tonight. But once again, he reminded me, and he's reminding us, it's still a new day. Come on, let's read. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18, coming out of the New King James Version, and the word of the Lord reads this. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing now. I'm going to read that one more time. Do not remember the former things, verse 18, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. And the word of the Lord is blessed. People of God, it is a new day. Ooh, I feel that all up in my spirit. Ooh, listen. One of the things that we have to understand is that when God speaks a word here, that word is still relevant and alive until it begins to manifest itself. God said in his word, he said, when I send out a word, it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I send it to do. So if God spoke this word, for many of us he has, he said, don't remember the former things nor consider the things of old. And even though you walked away, you probably shouted, you probably rode, you probably danced, you probably cried, whatever the case may be, just gave him some praise and a hand clap. Whatever you did to give God some praise or glory for that word or said amen to that word, God wants you to understand tonight that even though you may not see changes going on around you, you may see some changes, but you may not be seeing the change that you've really been asking God for. Know this, that it is still a new day. And what he has spoken or what he spoke to you on January or whenever he decided to speak this word to you, it is still relevant until you begin to see the full manifestation of that which he sent the word to. It's still relevant. Get it in your spirit on tonight. It's still a new day for you. Woo, glory to God. I feel sight. I feel it, God. I feel it. I feel the anointing. God, the Holy Spirit, wants us to understand that regardless, I don't care if you went back into the same situation. I don't care if the people around you are still acting Google the fool around you. I do not care what it looks like. God is saying unto you that it is still a new day. Do not remember what happened December 2013. The moment that we crossed over, which was 12 o'clock a.m., it may still be dark, amen, but yet it is still a new day. And here's something else I want to bring to you. 12 o'clock midnight looks like the same as 5 o'clock in the morning. But yet, what? It's still a new day. And somebody out there tonight or in the archives, whoever of the Lord allows to hear this message, we got to get it into our soul, in our minds, and in our spirit that God is doing something new. And he said, now. Woo. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. That word now, even though I read the rest of the passage of scripture, but when I hit that word now, something leaked in my belly because the Holy Spirit is saying, I'm not doing it yesterday. I didn't do it last week. The moment that it released, hey, glory to God, help me Holy Ghost today. The moment that the Lord released it out of his mouth. Whew. Y'all don't understand. I mean, really, y'all really don't know. I'm trying to, like, sit here right now, but it's like I feel the Holy Ghost leaping up in my belly. The moment that the Lord released the word from heaven into the mouths of his servants, and they spoke it over the congregation, that word was already performing its task. That word was already activated. And suddenly, when they were all in the upper room, he said, and suddenly we heard a sound as the sound of a rushing mighty wind. And suddenly, then the whole house was filled with his glory. See, one thing you got to fight the devil with, we can't see, we're too caught up on everything just seems to be the same. Everything just looks the same. We do a lot of shouting and we do a lot of decreeing and declaring, but we really don't believe in this word called the Bible. We really don't believe in what God is really truly saying unto us. And as long as you don't believe in what he says, you are not going to see the evidence, the manifestation, or the changes that you need to see. But the moment that you get in your spirit, God, for you I live, for you I die. I don't care what it looks like. Help me to pass the test. When I see it, help me to look past what I'm seeing and see your hand in the situation. And then I will begin to speak. Bring up that word. The Bible says, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Some of y'all need to hide the word in your heart. That means you got to take time to get into the master's faith. That means you got to take time to pray. That means you got to take some time to push the plate down, turn it over, skip a meal or two. So, you know, we all need to skip a couple meals in our lives anyway. We need to skip a meal or two. Sometimes we just need to make a sacrifice unto the Lord. And as he ministers his word to you, you got to get a hold of that word like a pit bull and do not let that word be shaken no matter how you being tossed to and fro. No matter what's coming at you left and right, you got to make sure that that word, you don't let go of that word and realize and recognize that it is your now season. It is still a new day, even though it looks midnight, even though you can't see the light. You got to understand that at 12 o'clock, it automatically became the new day. And you can't let nobody, no family, no friends, no coworkers, no boo, no bae, no husband, no spouse, whatever. You cannot let nobody shake you, remove the word that God has given you. You got to hold on, as the old saints say, until your change comes. But here's the good news. It came, your change, the moment that God gave you that word. Woo! I'm clapping. The moment, I need somebody to hear me tonight. The moment that God gave you that word, the change already came. I'm not going to ask and say, who am I preaching to? Right now, I'm preaching to everybody, myself included. We all going to eat up in here tonight. When the Holy Spirit came and said, do not remember the former things. Don't remember it. Don't look back at it. Don't try to ponder it. Don't try to sit back and wonder, well, what happened here, and try to analyze. We spend too much time, saints, trying to analyze the past. Forget the past. It's over. You said it. You did it. You thought it. You moved on it. You shouldn't have moved on it. You did move on it. Whatever. You said it. You thought it. Whatever. It's dead. It's gone. You realize your mistakes. Lord, forgive me. If the Lord allows you to speak to someone and you got to get it right with that person, get it right with that person. But move on. Number one, for some of us, God is trying to cut the cord, and you don't need to have two words to say to people. Some people I had to cut in 2013, there are no more words to say. We done talked it out enough, you still acting crazy. We try to reason it out, you still don't understand. I don't have time to sit there with you and try to reason with you. You don't want to be reasoned with. I understand that. Guess what? I don't have time. I got to move forward. Thanks to God, you got to move forward. So some of us, God is like, cut them jokers off. Love them, but cut them off. That means some of us got to change our phone numbers. Some of us got to change our email. Some of us got to change our routes that we drive by every day. Whatever I got to do, behold, it's a new day. It's a new thing. I got to do something new. Who you have become and how and why and I don't understand and what's going on over here. Some people don't have no intention of understanding. Some people have joy in holding you in the pattern or in their perception of what they want you to be held in. You don't have time, and you've been sitting here trying to explain it to them. You've been sitting up here trying to prove to them that you changed. You've been sitting here trying to make them like you. Does somebody love me? Like Jennifer Houston used to say, you're going to love me. No, baby, you don't have to love me. I got me, myself, and I, and Jesus. That's all I need. And I'm going somewhere where I don't have to be tolerated, but I will be celebrated. And while I'm being celebrated, I'm also realizing that God is the one that's upholding me. God is the one that's holding me in his right hand. God is the one that's going to bring me into my new day. And when we begin to understand that you went through all that hell, you went through that hard place, it wasn't to break you, it wasn't to destroy you, but it was to birth the glory, his glory upon you that he has for you. What do you mean, prophetess? In other words, there's an anointing, amen, that God has for each and every one of us. And the tougher the trial, the tougher, the harder the circumstance and the situation, the greater the glory, the greater the responsibility. So in other words, you need to put those hands together and thank God that he took you through that mess. Why? Because there's a greater glory that's coming. And I'm not talking about the greater glory so you can get your house and car and tell and drive by and tell everybody, nah, 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 look at me. This is what you did. Now look at me. But I'm not talking about that type of mess right there. I'm talking about the greater glory because there is work to be done in the kingdom. There are people that need to be delivered, saved, and set free. There are people that need to be snatched from the gates of hell. There are souls that need to be preached to. There are businesses that need to be birthed out for the kingdom. Jesus' name needs to be plastered all over this world until he comes. And you and I have a purpose. So we cannot continue to sit here man and woman of God, worrying about what people think, worrying about how lonely we are, and I don't know who's going to like me today, who's going to like me tomorrow. I don't have time. You don't have time. All it is about Jesus. So do not remember. Don't remember what happened yesterday. See, the enemy lives in yesterday. And where he holds us captive is that he replays the record in our mind of yesterday. And every time he replays the tape in our minds, or every time we sometimes choose courting in our mind, we just dig a root deeper. And as we dig those roots from our past deeper, we can't look to the future. The Bible says, having put their hands to the plow and looking back will have no place in the kingdom. God never created you to be a person looking behind you, forgetting those former things. I press towards the mark. I press. In other words, you're going to have to fight. I know they're talking about, let me tell y'all something, people of God. I know these prophets and folks this is, yeah, I said it, folks this is, these folks is talking about the sweatless victory. There's nowhere in the Bible where I've seen a sweatless victory. Do you think that the devil's just going to sit there and allow whatever God has given you to just let it just be dropped in your hand and he's not going to have anything to say about it? Oh, no, baby. This is a battle. Say it with me. I'm in a battle. But thank God we win. You got the tools to fight if you use them. Your weapons, your praise, your prayer, your shout, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. You got weapons in your arsenal, but you got to use them. And we've been waiting and sitting back thinking that, oh, I'm just going to let the Lord just drop this right down in my lap, and I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to give him glory in my seat while I sit here, because I put my time in, because payday is coming after a while. Every day you wake up, it's a battle. Payday don't come until you wake up and see him. If you're still waking up and you're looking at your four walls, that means you got a battle on your hands. So we need to shake off this lethargic, mealy mouth, scared like a little rat trapped in the corner. We need to shake it off. Get our minds back focused on kingdom business. Get our hearts back focused on God. Get our hearts and our minds lifted up and our hands lifted up towards him. We need to get another yes down in our soul, another yes down in our spirit. Forget worrying about what everybody else is doing. I don't care what your Facebook friend says. I don't care what your Facebook pastor says. And that's another thing. We need to get off of Facebook and quit letting the people from the Facebook lead us, huh, and get into the house of God and let a real man and woman of God lead us and shepherd us and feed us what we need to be fed. Do not, back to this word, do not remember the former thing. In Jeremiah 16 and 14, he says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. In other words, what he's saying is that God is getting ready to restore you. We heard that. We've heard it all. We've all shouted, myself included. He's getting ready to restore the years that the cankerworm and the palmer worm. We've all heard it. We've all shouted. But if you notice this scripture, he said the days are coming. Remember, I told you at the beginning of this broadcast, the moment that that word, that God released that word out of his mouth, out of the spirit realm, into the mouths of the messengers, and spoke it to you, it already was. It already is. And until you begin to see, and that word is going to continue to move in your life, activate in your life, until everything that he has promised you will come to you. So don't sit up here talking about, well, the man of God, he was a lie. Woman of God, she was a lie. I didn't see nothing. Listen, let me help you a little bit about the prophet, or when it comes to prophecy. There are some prophetic words that come forth out of the mouth of the prophet, and it will happen immediately. And there are some things that come out of the mouth of the prophet that are, as they go, as you go into your future, as God matures you, amen, and matures you to that place, then he can continue. You can meet up with his word and bam. See, a lot of us throw the word away because we're looking at all these little gospel superstars and gospel prophets and prophetesses, and they spoke it right then, and I was expecting to see it right then. I know they're prophet because it's right then. But if you look in the Bible, there were words that were spoken by the prophet, amen. Some came to pass immediately, and some came to pass down the road, but yet it always confirmed what was spoken by the prophet from back then. A lot of the words we didn't even hear or didn't see the manifestation until Jesus Christ came on the scene. Then he went back to what the word was spoken back in the Old Testament by the old prophets just to confirm, to say that word has been true. That word is true. So don't get stuff all twisted. Sometimes you just got to, as the Bible talks about Mary, when she heard from the angel, amen, about Jesus and some of the things that he had spoken to her, she said she pondered it in her heart. And there's some things, people of God, we've thrown away words that God has sent us because it didn't fit us. It was, I don't like that. And it didn't come to pass. They said it would be there, and I don't see it. So they were just a liar. No, it needed to be put up on the shelf. We need to ponder some things in our spirit. It's meant for you, but it just may not be for the second. It's as you go. And as you come into maturity in him, then you meet up with that word. How do I know that? Well, because God will always send a reminder. You take the word, you put it up on the shelf of your heart, and then when as you get closer and mature into him, God will send another word to you to remind you of the first word that was, and then you'll go along again, you ponder it in your heart. God will send another word to you that will confirm the word that was spoken from the first two. What does the word say? Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So whatever God has spoken to you out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, and for some of us, he's spoken to us more than two or three times, just because we're still sitting up here with clouds in our eyes and like we don't understand. And I'm telling you, he's been speaking to you all along. Get those words, get those messages, ponder them in your heart, put them up on the shelf, and begin to pursue God. As you pursue him, God will bring it to pass. Said, don't remember what happened yesterday. I want to bring this even clearer. Same passage of scripture, Isaiah 43. Let's come out of, I think I'm going to do the Message Bible, people of God. I really, 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 really want us to understand some stuff. God will never leave you out there foolish. He always wants his people to understand his word. And when you understand with clarity, then the enemy can't come and take nothing from you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read this out of the Message Bible tonight. Same passage of scripture, Isaiah 43:18. He says it like this. Forget about what happened. Can't get no clearer than that, can we? Forget about what happened. Don't keep going over old history. You don't know what they did to me. What does the word say? Forget about what happened. But he hurt me. She hurt me. That pastor did me wrong. Forget about what happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. He's saying you're so busy looking back, crying and pleading and talking about how wrong they have done you. And I'm not treating it lightly, men and women of God, that people have done you wrong. I'm not laughing at that and treating that as though that didn't mean anything. But what I'm saying is God wants to do something new in your life. He's reminding me it's still a new day. He's reminding you it's still a new day. He said, be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. Did you see it? See, the enemy wants to try to bring those trickeries and those games and tries to blow that smoke screen. I call it smoke and mirrors, because when there's a lot of smoke, you lose sight of where you are. You can't see. You can't find your location. And as long as he can get you from finding your location, he's got you. And for many of us, some of us are still trying to hold on to how it used to be and what it was, and that's how you'll claim the fame. No, I don't want to go and remember what happened yesterday. Yesterday was here. I learned the lesson. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But you're saying turn the corner, God. And tonight, today, I've turned the corner. And so should you. Turn the corner. You know when you turn the corner, because when you can see and look at that situation or look at that person, you don't feel any angst in your spirit about it. You look at them and you have love for them and you have mercy on them. Don't mean you got to run up to them and talk about, hey, how you doing? How long has it been? But they don't mean anything to you anymore. It doesn't mean love them, because God says we must love. If you need me, oh, yeah, I'm going to help you. If you need something, I'm not going to sit there and watch you suffer. However, I don't have to break bread with you and come under your charge so that you can sit there and monitor me, and then I got to get approval that I've been changed. I don't need your approval anymore. The only approval that I need and to be justified is from God himself. And whoever God has led me to, the pastor over my soul, those are the only ones I really need to be concerned about as to making sure that I'm staying on the right path. Love you. Goodbye. And for some of us, that's what we need to be doing to our past. Love you. It was there. But goodbye. Because he said, listen, it's bursting out. I'm doing something brand spanking new. Don't you see it? The Holy Spirit saying, I need you to recognize this. This is how powerful this thing is. This is how brand new. This is what you've been praying for. This is what you've been walking the floors for. You kept crying out to me, God, I need you. I need you to do something here. I need you to break this. I need you to get me out. I need you to open some doors. I need favor. I need to meet with the right people. The things that you have been giving, crying out of your spirit, crying out of your heart unto him, God is saying tonight, today, it's being done. Can't you see it? I'm already opening doors for you. Can't you see it? I've already started healing your body. Can't you recognize it? Not as much pain as you used to have. I'm already giving you favor with men. Can't you recognize it? When they said no at the beginning, now people are starting to ponder and say, well, maybe we can think about it. I'm moving on your behalf. Don't you recognize it? Ooh, God forgive us for being caught up. We're so used to speaking negative. We're so used to speaking less than, and we're not greater than, and we're grasshoppers. Help us, Jesus, to recognize the new thing that you're doing in our lives. He said, it's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. Or in the New King James Version, now it shall spring forth. I will make a road. I'm making a road, excuse me, through the desert. Rivers in the badlands or in the wilderness. Listen, when you got a word from God, I'm talking the sure enough word. God, help me, Holy Ghost. No matter where you are, you could be in the lowest pit. God will make sure that you survive. God will make sure that you eat every day. God will make sure that you have every bill paid. God will make sure that you will always be on top. I don't care if you are in the valley low. I don't care if you're out in the middle of a dead man's land. When you have a short enough word from the Lord, which we do, because he's reminding us tonight, it's still a new day. No matter what the situation is, you shall survive. You shall overcome. He will make sure everything else around you could be drying up and withered down to the very essential of its being. But you won't die. You won't be overran. You won't be overcome. You better look around you. You better look around you. I'm telling you what I know. Everybody else shaking and shivering, and you still standing. Yeah, you may be going back to the cave. Yeah, you may be going back to the corner. Yeah, you may be going back to the pit. Yeah, you may be going back to Lodabar, but God has given you a word. And it is still a new day. Huh? So when the devil comes at you with some mess, some garbage, something to throw your game off, you need to say, huh, it's still a new day. Then now it shall spring forth. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. It's springing forth, devil. You can't stop it. People want to come around you talking all that jazz. It's a new day. It's a new day. You know how you know it's a new day? Because the fools, when they come around you talking all that noise, all of a sudden that's exactly what it starts sounding like in your ear, noise. And anybody knows when there's too much noise, we just begin to turn down the volume or change the channel. Some of you are going to get to change the channel. You'll be like, I had enough of this. This is a whole bunch of noise in my ear. You're disturbing my peace. You're disturbing my place of comfort. I can't handle it. You know what? I need to change the channel. And I guarantee if you do that, you're going to have a fresh wind blowing your way. He said, there it is. I'm making a roll through the desert. Rivers in the badlands. Rivers rolled in the desert or the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Don't you worry about it. He's already given you his word. And when God gives you the word, he can't, it cannot, it refuses. That word refuses to return unto him void. It must perform that which we sent, where he sent it. However, if we don't do our part, God's not a man that he should lie. We all know that, or son of man that he should repent. But guess what? If that word isn't happening in your life, it's not because of him. It's because you haven't put your faith. You have not put your trust. The Bible says, commit your ways unto him. Trust. Commit your works unto him. Trust. But if you haven't done that, don't get mad at nobody. Don't get upset talking about God ain't moving. God is moving. Because why is it that everybody else is coming up out of the pit and you're still there? They're coming out the pit because their faith has attached to this word. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to get your faith attached to his word. I don't know, prophetess. Well, you know, I'm trying. I'm doing all enough of the trying. Just do it. We make excuses. All that is an excuse. Just do it. Because believe me, baby, when you want something done, you'll make sure it happens. When you want something real bad, you make sure you save enough. You make sure you miss a couple meals. You make sure you pull some money from here, grab some from over there. Or you make sure it happens. When you're trying to get somewhere, you make sure you get to that place. Well, the same thing with the Word of God. You need to get that same tenacity, that same boldness, that same up, that same drive in your spirit and say, God, I believe your word. No matter what, how I feel, how it looks, how it may be, how they're surrounding me, all I know is that today it is still a new day. That you behold that you are doing that new thing. It is springing forth, and I do recognize it. You got to speak over your life. But if you choose to sit here and try to figure it out and wander and ponder and I don't know, and it felt that way yesterday. I felt good yesterday. Well, today I don't feel too good, and so-and-so talked about me, and I'm feeling kind of low today, and I don't know if I should be. Let me help you. Let me help you. Because don't think that you shall receive anything from the Lord. The Bible says here, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if it ain't happening in your life, I'm not talking about those who are believing God and pursuing God and have taken that word and have placed that word up on their hearts and put it on the up on the shelf of their hearts and are waiting for the word to be manifested. I'm not talking to those tonight. I'm talking about y'all that want to sit here and just try to live off of somebody else's faith. You have a responsibility to play in this thing called Christianity. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you don't believe his word, then his word will not activate in your life. Oh, but you just said, prophetess, that once he sends his word out, that it shall manifest. It must come to pass. Oh, it will come to pass, boo-boo. It'll come to pass. It just won't come to pass in your life. Why? Because he's going to make sure he finds somebody that believes him. And when he finds that somebody that believes him, that word shall come to pass for them. Most high and mighty Christian, most saved and sanctified of the Most High, if we don't believe, how is it that we believe him to save us, but we can't believe him to do anything else? We believe him to provide our bills and all this little small stuff down here, but we can't believe him to fulfill our destiny, to fulfill our purpose. Can't believe him for that. God is greater than your bills. God is greater, than you going to the courthouse. God is greater, than getting your child out of prison. God is greater than just getting your basic needs fulfilled and met. He's greater than that. He is the creator of the universe, the author, the finisher of our faith. He is three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's one that went to Golgotha and died for our sins, wrapped himself up in flesh, but did not find any sin in him. Came, experienced all that his own creation had to experience, died, one drop of blood, has still fulfilled and continues to fulfill the mission of saving lost souls today and bringing man back into agreement with him. And yet we can't even believe or have faith to trust him enough to fulfill our purpose in him. So, yes, if you don't have the faith for it, it will not manifest in your life. It will not manifest in my life. He says, listen, even in, going back into the King James side of it, he said, in 19, behold, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness. Where is your wilderness tonight? Wherever your wilderness may be, he's already made a road for you. Don't talk about I'm stuck. I'm stuck right here. I can't seem to move. I can't seem to get out of this place. He's already made a road for you. The Bible says even in Exodus 17:6, behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock. He's talking to Moses at this moment, and he says, and water will come out of it that the people may drink, and Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So while they were standing there in Horeb, the most driest place in the desert, you might as well say that was Death Valley, what we call it today, Death Valley. And yet he still found a way for his people to receive refreshment, receive an infilling, an overflowing of his spirit, water, life. You got to understand the reason why, thank you, Holy Ghost, the reason why God is starting to bring you out, made that road in the wilderness, is because he's going to cause you to be life to someone else. You're going to be that refreshing. You're going to be that water. You're going to be that life giver that people have been asking for, not so you can prophesy another house on in their name, not so you can talk about another their spouse coming and all this other stuff. That's good if the Lord is saying that. Amen. I'm not against that. But here's what I want. This is what my heart has been, is to ask God to help me to minister to the needs that truly rest upon the heart, the things that people don't speak of. He also brought streams out of the rock and caused rivers to run down like rivers. That's what the Lord wants to do for you tonight. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you now for this word. I thank you for your people. It is still a new day. God, thank you for the reminder. Thank you for reminding us about your word. Help us to trust you. Help us to stand on the word and not waver any longer. Put faith in us. Let our faith rise out of the ashes, God. Help our trust to rise out of the ashes tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name. Now, for those of you who are not saved, please repeat this prayer. Father, I'm a sinner. Come into my life and into my heart. Wash me in your blood. I want to live for you. Forgive me for all my sins. Wash me from all my iniquity. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God, first of all. It's a new day for you, man or woman of God. Also, we here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministry pray that you will be led to a Bible-believing and teaching ministry, amen, that's going to raise you up, mature you, raise you up in his word, raise you up in his statutes, and mature you so that you too can fulfill the gospel of Jesus Christ in the earth and your kingdom assignment. Listen, go to my website, www.ctkr.org, or go to my Facebook page, Women of Prophetic Destiny. Let me know how this ministry is blessing your life. My name is Prophetess Crystal McQueen, and I will see you again next Thursday at 7 p.m. for another broadcast of Prophetic Atmosphere. Be blessed in the Lord. Have a wonderful evening.